Each time that I hear this story from the first reading tonight, from the book of Kings, where the prophet Elijah cries out for food, and the widow responds that she was just going to make the last that she had, and then her and her son were going to lie down and die. You can almost hear the hopelessness, that desperation is even gone from her voice. She is resigned that she will die with her son in this time and in this place. And it is the reality of the scarcity of food and the fracturing of community that brings her to this place of hopelessness. It's hard for us to imagine this amount of scarcity, this amount of despair in a community. And yet, we know from history that those times of famine, those times of drought, often tear communities apart, destroy civilizations, cause people to migrate, to seek life, to seek food, to seek a place where they can be safe. And the woman today calls out in this hopelessness because her community has abandoned her and her son to die. They're all worried so much about the scarcity of food. It has not rained. They cannot grow their crops. That they have now pulled apart and are worried that they may not share what little they have with others, because what if they don't have enough? What if I give a little bit to this family and in the end my family dies? It is that fear within them that pulls them apart, that makes each one afraid and lonely and apart from the community. And that is the gift that the prophet Elijah gives to this woman. He calls out to her to join him in sharing a meal. As small and meager as it is, as small as that piece of bread is, and that cup of water, he calls out to her to come and be with him. Come and share that life of community with God and with him, and the promise of God's abundance in our lives. Because the prophet Elijah knows of God's abundance, knows of his love, knows of his generosity to his people. And he offers that to this woman who is not a Jew, a woman who is a stranger, a foreigner, who God commands Elijah, invite to the table of blessing. Come and join her in this moment of trial, in this moment of need in her life. That is the offer that Elijah gives to her. And her response, of course, we know is, how am I going to do this? But somewhere deep down within her, that longing of community, that longing of unity with something greater than just her fear, impels her to serve the little that she has instead of in two parts, in three parts. And so tonight we are asked that same question, because we don't have the scarcity of food that this woman, this community, was struggling with. No one in this congregation is worried as if after Mass they walk over to Safeway that there will be nothing on the shelves. Or if they go to 7-Eleven that there won't be anything to buy. Or if they drive up and down Winchester, that if they walk into any of the hundreds of restaurants, They'll be turned away and said, I am sorry, we have no food tonight to give you. And yet we know that scarcity still reigns within our lives. Yes, we could talk about those who starve in Africa or in Asia or those other parts of the world, and we are called to be in unity with them, sharing what we have with them. But it is the scarcity within our own lives, that fear within our own lives, that hopelessness within our own lives, that we are called to confront this time and this place. And what is that fear? What is that hopelessness? What are we afraid there is not enough of? And some people might say, I don't have enough time. I have work, I have family, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this, I have this. How can I give even a minute to God? Because I'm afraid if I give a minute to God, he's going to ask for an hour. Well, he already does. It's called Mass. But God asks so much more of us of our time than that. It might be, I'm afraid that there is not enough love in the world. So I will grasp at love wherever I think I can find it. Even if it isn't real love, even if it's only illusion. There might be the fear that God is not merciful to me who is a sinner. I am afraid to place my sin in front of God in fear that his mercy will be less than my sin. And it could be one of any of a million things. But when we allow that scarcity, that fear, that hopelessness, whatever it is, to push us away from the community, to push us away from family, to push it away from friends, to push us away from God, then we begin to walk the path of that fear and loneliness, that desperation that only God can fulfill. And that is where we are called not only to hear the prophetic voice, but to be the prophetic voice. We are called to be the Elijahs that call out to those who are alone, those who need forgiveness and mercy, those who are hungry for God's love, and to share that with them in the bountifulness and the generosity and the graciousness of our God. In the same way, we respond to that call because we are all called by God. We all are called to hear that prophetic voice spoken to us by our family, our friends, stranger, neighbor, whoever it is. That prophetic voice that challenges us to go beyond ourselves, to let go of that fear, let go of that doubt, let go of that hopelessness, and share in the joy of unity with God and others. That is the challenge that is presented to us as sons and daughters of the living God. And so tonight, as we continue to celebrate this Mass, we continue to lift our voices in praise, let us take our fears, our scarcity, our hopelessness, and place it on this altar to be transformed, to be made new, to be healed, so that we might express and live that generosity, that abundance of God's love, God's mercy, God's graciousness, and then carry it out and share it with the world.